Good evening, everyone. It's Karen McCoy here. How are you guys doing? Welcome to my teleseminar, The Last 10 Pounds, or 20 pounds, or 30 pounds, whatever. The reason I decided to do this teleseminar was because we're coming near the close of our 10-week challenge, and you 12-week challengers, a couple of weeks down the road, you'll be coming to the close. And this is always a time when I get a lot of emails from people saying, I've done really well, but I've still got a last bit to go. How come it's not coming off? Now, I want you guys to grab a pen and a piece of paper. Go grab that now because I'm going to give you a whole bunch of information here. I want you guys to write it down, okay? This is really, really key. It is easy to lose the weight to start. Always is. And the reason for that is because the body doesn't know any different, right? But the closer we get to our goals, the tougher it is. So I want to let you know that you truly are not imagining it. This is the phenomenon of the body, and it's what every athlete has to go through. And it just comes with more experience and learning your body. And there really is a wisdom to the body that we keep thinking is just flesh and bone. But really, it has its own security system, and it has its own wisdom, and it knows what it needs to do to survive. It also wants to take the path of least resistance. So as long as you can keep those two things in mind, that it wants to survive and it wants to take the easy route, then you can better understand how you need to work with your body, okay? It's not about beating ourselves up to get to our intended goal. It's about using the wisdom of the body and moving along with that momentum. So first of all, let me start with why it's tough to get those last few pounds off. Now, for some of you, it may be 4 or 5 pounds. For some of you, it may be 10. It may be 15. For some of you that came from a large amount of weight and down to 15 pounds, for some of us, that's like, holy crow, that's a lot of weight to lose. Actually, it's not. It's all dependent on you. It all depends on where you came from, and we all have our sticking points. For a lot of people, the sticking point could be 20 pounds, and for other people, it could be 3 or 5 pounds. But it's all relative, and every person is struggling, regardless of the amount of weight. So I don't want you guys looking at somebody going, oh, yeah, sure, right, it's tough for her. She's only got 5 pounds to lose. That's not the point. The point is, it's just as tough for her to lose 5 as it is for you to lose 15, because we all get to that sticking point. So now, this is really, really key. I want you guys to keep this in mind. The longer the fat is on the body, usually the harder it is to get it off. So if we've had a lifetime of being heavy, it can be harder to get it off because the body has adjusted to it. Now, this is metabolism aside and genetics aside, and it really is kind of a gray area. But this is what I know from my experience in watching people when they come to weight loss later on in life. And if they've been carrying around a lot of weight for a long time, the body has gotten used to it just like a well-worn shoe, and it doesn't want to shed it. It doesn't understand why suddenly you're not happy where it's at. And sometimes it'll hold on, okay? So just know that it's not your imagination. When you get older or if you've been holding on to it longer, it can be tougher. When we're in our 20s and our 30s, yes, 30 is young, to most of us anyways, there is a blessing in there that you naturally have a higher metabolism and your body hasn't hung on to a preconceived way of holding on. So it's a little bit easier. As you get older, you also have hormones and menopause and hormone fluctuations definitely have a lot to do with it. I can't get into it in this topic, of course, because, and it's a huge, huge topic, but I would say that would be the last holdout. We have to try all these other things first, okay, because guaranteed, if you put the other stuff into play, then the hormones are going to level themselves and the weight's going to come off easier, okay? It's when your hormones are out of whack, and usually that's from diet and stress and aging, then your body's going to hold on. So let's just put hormones aside just for now, okay? We'll do that in another seminar. I know what you mean. I'm 51, and I've got the hormonal stuff going on. The only way I can keep my body humming at its, like in its 30s or 40s, is if I'm really strict with my eating and stay really clean, and I'm consistent with my training. And that levels my pancreas and all the other hormones in my body, even when my own hormones are going up and down. So eating and training with consistency is really key as you get older. That's going to help to level your hormones, which is going to help to keep the weight off. Excessive dieting, it puts your state in a body of alarm. Basically, with excessive dieting over the years, you've built a lack of trust. Your body has a lack of trust in you because you do all this yo-yoing, and you know what, we've all done it. But when it becomes a way of life, the body gets used to letting go of and then stopping and holding on, letting go, stopping and holding on. So it's learned really well how to put the brakes on, and usually when the brakes go on, that's when you've given up on the diet, so-called diet, and then you resume eating again, and then you go into another diet. So if you've gone through excessive dieting, it can be really tough because your body is tired of all the times you've tried to yet again lose weight, and it again will hold on. But you're going to teach it a new way, okay? So excessive dieting, yo-yo dieting is done. We're not doing that anymore. What I teach you is not dieting. It's a lifestyle, okay? Getting rid of the weight is one thing. Keeping it off is another. That's where lifestyle comes in. That's what my challenges and all my programs are about, and hopefully that's what you're into as well. Also, as you lose the weight, you are naturally losing body size. And when you lose body size, your metabolism naturally goes down. We've talked about this before. A woman at 200 pounds has a faster metabolism, although we think we don't because we have the fat on. You have a bigger frame, more muscle. You're carrying more weight, so the metabolism is naturally higher. A bigger boned woman as well can eat more calories than us smaller boned women. And we hate you bigger boned women for that because we wish we could eat the same amount, but we can't. And again, the reason for that is the smaller you are, whether in bone structure or whether because you're losing the weight, your metabolism naturally slows down because you have less carrying around. So that's just the natural progression. So if you've gone from 180 pounds down to 130 pounds, your calorie consumption was higher at 180. Now at 130, your calories are lower. So you're not imagining it's getting tougher as you're getting down lower in weight because the metabolism is slowing down. Not that it's slowing down in a negative way. It's slowing down in relation to your body size. So it's a healthy metabolism still, but it will slow down as you get smaller. Okay? So, also, if you cut your fat or your carbs or your calories too low, you're going to go into starvation. You're going to go into alarm state. You know that. Your body's going to put the brakes on. So that's why these crash diets, I won't mention any names, but there's a lot of them out there, when they put you on a prescribed 1,200-calorie diet, first of all, how do they know that 1,200 calories is what you need? Right? If you've gone from a 2,200-calorie diet or 2,500-calorie diet or more down to 1,200, it's too much of a drop, first of all. You shouldn't be dropping that much. And we go into that in the advanced challenge, how much you should drop your calories so you don't hit that starvation alarm bell where everything halts. So you have to cut your calories slowly. But at first, you're going to lose a ton of weight, which is mostly water, and you're also going to lose your precious muscle, which is your metabolism. That is when you cut fat and carbs and calories too much too soon, okay? We're all really anxious at the beginning. At the beginning of the challenge, often I'll have people emailing me saying, wow, you know, I dropped 6 pounds in a week or 2 weeks. Is that possible? And I'm like, yeah, it is possible, but just know that it's not necessarily just fat. Now, usually when I see a big loss like that, I know the woman's probably a bigger woman, and she's cut her calories. She's really into it, cut her calories, and it was probably too much too soon. And I know in about 4 or 5 weeks the brakes are going to come on, and I'm going to hear from her again saying, oh, geez, I've hit a plateau. And that's because you've cut a little bit too much. No worries. That's why we go through how many calories you should be cutting in the advanced challenge to not do that. But for now, if you're on a real restricted weight loss and you're trying to get rid of those last few pounds and you're down to like 800, 1,000 calories, jump up, okay? I want you guys to throw in a couple days of high-calorie eating to break that loose because you've got to get back to regular calorie consumption. How much is that? Anywhere from 1,200 to 1,600 calories, okay? So that's an average, but you guys know that that's where you need to be. If it's a fat, if it's, like I said, if it's a fast weight loss, your body will put on the brakes. And finally, the other reason that you, of course, may be holding on to those last few pounds that are tougher than normal to get off is because of genetics. And genetics have a lot to do with it, but we're not going to lay blame with genetics, okay? Because, yes, we all understand that genetics play a part, and we all think we have a slow metabolism. I know very few women that think they have a fast metabolism, and those ones that do are the ones that exercise a lot, right? But with slow metabolism, we'd all like to be able to eat what we can without putting it on. And if we do and we start putting it on, we say we have a slow metabolism. No, not necessarily. And if our mothers are big, we think, well, we're big because it's genetics. Not necessarily. We just don't know. My mother's big, and I'm not. But she didn't used to be. So maybe look to how they were in their 30s or 40s. So there's a lot going on there. There's lifestyle. There's all sorts of things going on. But genetics can play a part. It can be tougher for some, and we all know that. Usually we point to our skinny husbands who can eat anything and not put on weight, and that's a genetic thing too. So, yes, there is a certain part of genetics, but I would say, you know, maybe, I don't know, it would be hard to guess, maybe 20% of it is genetics, the rest is lifestyle, and absolutely you can get rid of it, even with genetics working against you, okay? Okay, so here's what we can do. I want you guys to get your pen and paper out. Ready? Number one, to get rid of those last few LBs, increase your protein. Now, if your protein's already up to 1 or 1.5 grams per pound of lean body weight, we talk about this more in the advanced challenge. That's fine. We don't need to go any higher than that. But in the 10-week challenge and in the healthy living programs, I often find that women still struggle to get their protein up. So I want you at 80 to 100 grams average, okay? So I want you guys to make sure that you've got that up there, and it needs to be spread throughout the day, okay? So it's tougher for women to get their protein. We still kind of evade it. We're not sure, or we don't have the time. But make sure you increase your protein. You can even increase it a bit more just to get rid of those last LBs. The other thing is stagger your calories, okay? So if you are really diligent, you've been putting everything down, and you're sticking to your 1,400 calories or whatever it happens to be for you, break it, okay? I don't want you staying with the same caloric load for more than, say, 5 days, because if you are, then your body is going to go into alarm mode, or it's going to go into, reserving your energy. So what you need to do is you need to pop it down or pop it up or stagger it, okay? So, again, we look at that more in the challenges. In the Healthy Living Program, we talk a little bit about it, but it's tough to get into stuff in detail with the Healthy Living. And those of you that have done the challenges and then gone on to the Healthy Living, you have that info there. You know what to do. You know what your caloric load is. Don't stay there for more than 3 to 5 days, okay? Stagger your calories. Yes, you have to go back to journaling calories. Sorry, guys, it's just the way it is. I mean, you got to know what's in your bank account, right? You have to balance your bank book, or you can't pay your mortgage. You can't just spend, spend, spend. We have to do the same with our food. After a while, you can eyeball and you know exactly what you're eating. That's what responsible adults do. That's just how we have to live if we want to live in a lean, healthy body. So just make it a lifestyle and don't begrudge it, because it really is empowering, actually. I want you to shake up your cardio. So if you've been doing a certain kind of cardio, I want you to change. If you've been doing long, slow distance where you go in and you're doing your cardio, hopefully you're doing it after your workout or 2 to 3 hours after eating, right? And if you have been, then I want you to put in high intensity. If you've been doing high intensity, do some sprint cardio. Do different kinds of cardio to break it up. Grab a skipping rope and do 1 minute of skipping in between sets in the gym, and try to get like 10 sets of 1 minute of skipping. I'm telling you, that is going to shake you up, and it's going to put your body off guard. The whole thing is about shaking your body awake here, keeping it off guard, waking it up. So that's what we need to do. So shake up your cardio, change it. Number four. Number one was increased calories. Number one was increased protein. Two was stagger your calories. Three, change your cardio. Four, count your calories, okay? I'm not going to get into this in detail. You guys already know. And I'm on you guys about it all the time. It is a mathematical equation. Get to know your body. Get to know where you comfortably are. Get to know what your basal metabolic rate is. You guys have access to all that information. If you don't, you can email me and I'll point you to the lesson again, okay? I want you to journal everything down. We always slip up. Always. Usually I say we overestimate how much we train and underestimate how much we eat. So pen in hand, go on paper, write it down, know what 4 ounces of lean protein is, know what a cup of yogurt is, right? Make sure you put the calories of your Frappuccino in there. Oh, my gosh, which is like 600 calories. Did you know that? I know it's crazy. Make sure you know all this stuff, okay? Count it out. Generally, what I know are women are between 1,400 and 1,800 calories. Regardless of size, bigger women, bigger boned women, taller women over 5'6", are usually 1,800 calories, maybe. If they're really active, maybe 2,000. The odd genetically gifted woman will be over 2,000. You know who you are. It's tough for you to keep the weight on. There's not many of you, but that would be you guys, okay? Smaller you are in size, height, like under 5'4", and in bone size, you know, your wrist size, look at your wrists, then you take in less calories. So you're at the lower end of the 1,400. Number five, you got to keep at it. Got to keep at it. This just goes without saying. Sorry, guys, you have to reteach your body how to let go of the fat. So you have to be consistent with this. Like I say, the yo-yo dieting sets you up for disaster. What it does is it sets your body up to... she's crying wolf again, kind of like listening to the kid who always tells lies. You don't believe them anymore, right? There's no truth. There's no trust in it anymore. It's the same with when you go on and off, on and off, on and off. And what I say to people, the success in any kind of body shaping or physique exercise or staying lean is the consistency. Don't let it go. And especially if you're over 30 years old, if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. That's just the way it is. There is no more standing still anymore after 30 because your body is rapidly losing the muscle now, and it's rapidly aging. So we always have to work against that. It's like we're swimming upstream. That's what happens because we're in the latter part of our life now, okay? So you have to just keep at it and stay consistent. You can't let go, and it doesn't mean you have to be so diligent that you're fanatical about it. Nobody likes fanatics. They're not fun to be around. But what it does mean is you make this a lifestyle. You make training and proper eating a lifestyle. It's not about perfection. It's just about waking up and doing it every day, right? You go to work. You look after your family. You brush your teeth. This is part of your life. Make it part of your life. The most successful people are people that think like healthy, lean, fit people. That's just the way it is. Number six, no more yo-yoing. No more yo-yoing. Sounds like a rap song, okay? I don't want you doing any more yo-yoing with your body, okay? It's too much. It's too hard on your psyche. It creates guilt and resentment and loathing and all that stuff, and you do not need to put yourself awash in those emotions anymore. Let it go. You don't need to treat yourself like that anymore. No more yo-yoing. Doesn't mean you can't have a cheat meal or you can't, you know, go out and splurge once in a while. That's not what I mean by yo-yoing. I mean the on again, off again. I'm going to try Bernstein. I'm going to try Weight Watchers. I'm going to try the Mediterranean. You guys know what to do, okay? Stick to the knitting. Do the basics. You know what to do. When you get there, you got to stay there. This is number seven. So what I mean by that is, like I said before, losing the weight is one thing. Staying lean is the real challenge. I have people often coming to the challenge a second and a third time. I always welcome you guys back. You know that. And I would rather you come back and do it again because a lot of us need to come back, and we need to get that confirmation again and again and again, and it gets us back on track. If that's what you need to do to stay there, that's what you need to do. Okay, whatever it is that you need to do. Because getting there and losing the weight and getting lean, and well, losing the weight is the easy part. Getting lean and shapely takes more time. That takes a few years. But with every workout, there's success with every workout, okay? Know that. But losing the fat is actually the easier part of it. And once you get your mind wrapped around it. But staying there is the big, big key. That's why I'm always trying to get you guys after the challenge to stay with the healthy living or stay with something. Don't let it go, because if you let it go, what you're saying is, I just did that for a certain time period. I lost the weight. I'm fine now. And I remember one girl from one of the challenges from a few years ago said, oh, I'm good. Actually, I'm staying lean. I think it's because my metabolism changed. Your metabolism didn't change. What happened was I saw this woman, and she just learned over time she was spent with me, over a couple of years, she finally learned how to put all this stuff in practice. It became a lifestyle for her, but it became so obvious that she didn't even see it. I looked at her and saw how she changed her eating, how she changed her whole attitude toward training and lifting heavy, and she got small and lean and tight, and she stayed that way. And that's because she just did the work and made it part of her life. And she even said to me, it took about 8 to 10 months before it started to sink in. Now I got it. And today she is light and lean and looking sexy and mean. And, yes, that's you, Leslie. You look great. And you walk the walk, and you've done the work, and you have made it a lifestyle. So that is what I mean by getting there is one thing, staying there is another. And I watched Leslie yo-yo for quite a while, and no more yo-yoing, actually. And it's really a relief, and it's just a pleasure to see now for sure. Number 8, get rid of the artificial sweeteners, okay? Those, they help your body to hang on to fat. I don't know how it works. I know there's science behind it now, but long before there was science, my first ever coach 25 years ago, when I was, I was in Canmore. She said to me, get rid, if you're doing any artificials, don't do them. Don't, I never drank Diet Pop or anything, she said, but if you are, it hangs onto body fat. We don't know why, but it does. And it also creates a toxic load. And so your liver can't process them. Your liver is what processes and chews up all the fat as it's coming off your body. So you got to keep that liver clean. And artificials clog the liver and clog up your organs. So your body's fat-busting mechanisms can't work as efficiently. That's about as simple as I can put it. So just get rid of the artificials. Yes, sucralose is artificial. Equal is artificial. You don't need that stuff anyways. You can learn to change your palate and find sweetness. One of the sweetest things that I love to eat are fresh red and yellow peppers. Yum! But 20 years ago, no way would I eat one of those. My thing was Mars bars. But I learned over time to change my palate because I just got tired of doing the same mistakes year after year after year and not seeing any results. After a while, it becomes a pleasure eating clean and finding sweetness in real whole foods, okay? So you don't need the crystal lights. You don't need the Diet Pops. You don't need that stuff. You're still addicted to the taste of sugar or sweetness on your tongue, and you need to break that addiction, okay? Because once you break that addiction, you're back in the driver's seat, and that's just the best place to be. That's where you need to be for success in this game, okay? So get rid of the artificials. Number 9, taper your carbs. And we talk about this a lot in the challenges. I believe we go into it into the healthy living, but we really go into it in the 12-weeker into specifics. But in general, no starches after 4 p.m. What are starches? Those are the heavy ones, the pastas, the potatoes, the rice. Yes, you can live without that stuff. I'm telling you, you can do them once in a while. When I mean once in a while, I'm saying maybe once or twice a week. I know for me, if I do once a week, I'm good, although I don't really have a taste for that kind of stuff now. Occasionally I'll have my pasta, but it's a corn pasta on a bed of lettuce, so it's kind of like a salad pasta. That's my way around it, because now when I eat a plate of pasta, I want to sleep, and I just don't feel very good. So I want you guys to taper your starchy carbs, the ones that feel heavy in your mouth. Taper them down after 4 p.m. because that's when your metabolism is slowing down too. That includes starchy fruits. Carbs are fruits and veggies and grains, right? So that means your bananas. That means your pineapples, your mangoes, all that kind of stuff. They're too heavy. And honestly, really, if you do want to get rid of the last few pounds, I would cut the fruit except for your cup of berries. Berries are low glycemic and they're nice to add in yogurt or in your shake. I've never seen anybody have an issue with a little bit of berries, but fruit has a way of keeping weight on because of the high impact sugars in it, so you should probably cut those. And then finally, the last point is to throw a cheat meal in. Now, you throw a cheat meal in only if you truly deserve it. What I mean by that is if you've tried everything and you know your calories are low and you have been diligent and you know exactly what you're doing and you're just totally stumped and you're doing all the right stuff and you're like, you know, 12 to 1,600 calories, or you've been consistent with your calories for, like I say, you know, longer than 5 days, if you're too consistent, throw in a cheat meal, not a cheat day. That's just asking disaster. If you throw in a cheat day, it takes you like 3 days to get back on track. Don't do a day. Just do a meal. So go out, have your nachos and wine. Have your whatever it happens to be. Go out and enjoy yourself and then get back on track the next day. And what it's going to do is it's going to like, it's kind of like, you know, waking a sleeping dog. You're shaking that dog awake and it's going, what? Oh, okay, I have to go protect now. And your body wakes up and it gets out there and it starts running around and it wants to get rid of all this excess stuff that you've just put in because it's been on a low-calorie diet for long enough, and you throw a bunch of stuff in, it's going to gobble it up, and then it's going to go, oh, wait a minute here, this is too much, I got to get rid of it, and it's going to intensify the fat burning, it's going to wake it up, okay? So those are my points for the last 10 pounds, or 20 pounds, or 30 pounds, but really it's the last few pounds according to what sticks for you, where your sticking point is. Now, over the lifetime of training and clean eating, we have a lot of plateaus, and that's what life is. Everything has plateaus to it, and eating and losing weight and gains in the gym, getting, you know, more muscle and whatnot, they all plateau because the body has to plateau. Nothing ever works in a straight line. Our bodies, our work, our money making, our economy, right? Nothing ever works in a direct line. It always goes up or down and then flatlines for a bit and then moves again and flatlines again. It's when it flatlines, the closer you get to your ideal goal and you're frustrated, then look at one of these 10 points, and I would start with just going through the list. And honestly, guys, you will get there. I promise you. And here's the deal. When you get really lean, and your body then becomes comfortable at this new set point, which is lean, it will be more comfortable staying there, and it won't be so hard to keep it there. So what I mean by that, again, is when you lose the last 10 pounds and you're nice and lean and you can actually see your abs, yes, it is possible. Your body, the longer it's there and you kind of cruise around and you let it go for a bit and give it a bit of food, you know, excess food once in a while, and then you go back and it's not too stringent and the body's comfortable there because it knows you're not starving it, and you kind of float in and out. But most of the time, 80% of the time, you stay really low and your body goes, oh, I can do this because she's not doing crazy stuff. She's not starving me. She's not yo-yoing me. I can be comfortable at this lower weight. And the longer you're at the lower weight, the easier it is to stay there, and your body will adjust to a lighter, leaner you. So this is about the wisdom of the body, getting to know your body, okay? All of our bodies are different. I don't want you to be at a loss for why things aren't happening. There's always a reason, not always easy to find out, but there's a lot of different tactics. And there's a lot of different ways, but it really is about you becoming honest with yourself and about wanting to apply it, okay? I can tell you all this stuff, and you can write it all down, but you need to apply, and that just means you need to change how you think about being lean and getting really lean. For some of us, we sabotage it because we're thinking, oh, gosh, I don't deserve to be that lean, or I've never been that lean. I'm not comfortable there. I don't know what to do. Or sometimes we've got family members. I love this one. Oh, you're getting too skinny. Give me a break. Just tell those people to butt out or tell them to go to the gym. Usually, I've never had any of my women get too skinny. what happens is they're leaning out and other people are noticing and they're going, oh, geez, you know, I got to sabotage this because I'm feeling uncomfortable. That is human nature. But just tell them to butt out and thank you very much. You're healthy. As long as you're healthy and you're shapely and you're eating whole foods, you know, many of my girls sit at around 16% body fat. I'm between 16 and 18% all year round. They say if you're below 20, it's dangerous. Nuts to that as well, okay? Honestly, I don't know where they come up with these stupid ideas, but the healthiest women I know are the ones that stay between 16 and 20% body fat. Even 20 to 25 is really acceptable. That's really great work. And don't worry about people. Now, if you're around 11 or 10%, that's usually pre-contest. And again, there's a reason for that, because we are in the we're in the physique world, and that's what we do. We're not marathoners. We're not boot camp babes, okay? We're not CrossFit people. We are in the body business, okay? This is about shaping and toning. This is about carving our physiques to the way we want to. It's about constant change. It's about assessing ourselves and saying, well, I want more here and I want less here. And it is about sculpting your body. And so when we have lower body fats, that is what our program requires. That's what our focus is. That's what our goal is. So most well-meaning family members don't get it. They don't understand all of that stuff. So just know that low body fat is not a danger. You'll, you know, probably still keep your periods. You'll still keep ticking along. I feel best and I'm healthiest when I'm at my lower body fat. I sleep better. I have more level emotions. I'm happier. I enjoy being lighter, and that's usually about 16% body fat for me. Is it easy? I don't think so much as it's easy as I've learned what I need and I do it every day. And that's just what you have to do. You learn what you need and you do it every day. And you do it with joy, and you do it with focus, because you have a goal, and your goal is to live a certain way. Not just live a certain way for 10 weeks or 12 weeks or for 6 months, but you want to live and be and look and feel a certain way day in, day out. And that is just confirming to yourself every day how you're going to train, how you're going to eat, what you want at the end of the day. If you want to feel good about your choices and you don't want to be riddled with guilt or self-sabotage and all that other nasty stuff that we always do to ourselves. I remember when I made that switch. I think it was about 20 years ago, because I had gone through all the yo-yoing and all the crazy stuff. And I mean, I wasn't really big, but I was still really unhappy. I was probably, you know, 30, 40 pounds more than I am now. And I just didn't like it, and I just, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I went through all these crazy things for years, and I remember finally saying, I hate feeling like this. I do not want to live the rest of my life like this. This is insane. I hate feeling guilty and angry, and then you grab more food to make yourself feel good again, and then you feel guilty in another hour, and you wake up the next day, and you look at your body in the mirror and you go, oh gosh, another day like this. I just don't want to go through that. And I made the decision, I'm going to look into this physique bodybuilding sport, and I'm going to do a contest. And that's going to help me to lose the weight, and I'm just going to see where I go from there. And that was when I was 31 years old. And I've never looked back. Sure, I've fallen off the bandwagon 1,000 times, but I'm confident that I can get back on again, and that's the difference, is when I fall off, I'm in control of the fall off, and I get back up again, you know, easily, because I don't want to stay down there, because I hate the feelings that come with it. I hate the self-resentment and the self-loathing and all the stuff that us women do when we beat ourselves up for our mistakes. And I was brought up in a body image culture, very much so, in that time. And I don't want to see you guys go through that. I want you to love yourself into health. Remember that. Love yourself into health. Don't beat yourself into being healthy, because those chemicals that you're releasing in your body when you're carrying those emotions as you're trying to reach your goal are self-sabotaging. You are going to fall somewhere along the way, and I don't want you guys to do it. I want you to wake up and be excited about the fact that you're in control of your life and you're making changes. Even if they're just a little bit every day, doesn't mean that you have to get it all done overnight. You are making changes every single day. And every time you slip up, you are going to come back and you're going to learn more about yourself. So as you grow into yourself, as you get older, you are going to be a proud, confident, beautiful, sexy woman who walks her walk and knows it's not about being perfect, but it's about owning her power, which means owning her body and owning everything that she does with it and puts into it and everything else. And that is the most beautiful woman in the world, is a woman who can lay claim and live from that place. And that's what I want for you guys. So thanks, guys, for listening. I wish you all well, and I always welcome your feedback. As you guys know, I'm doing changes to the Healthy Living Program. I now have an ambassador program that I'm setting up. So you guys, if you stay with me, you have a chance to grow in the fitness field and make some money on your own. Pretty easy breezy, and it'll be fun, and I'll be unraveling all that soon. And my challengers are still going strong, my 10-weekers and my 12-weekers. And you guys have been awesome. I love your feedback, and thank you for all your support. And I want you to train heavy, eat clean, stay well, and be proud of yourselves. Okay, you guys, take care. Ciao.